Welcome to the Anonymous Black Women Podcast.
Hey, Emily.
This is the last podcast of 2023, but you guys will be hearing it the first day of 2024. How you doing?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Awesome.
I miss you.
I miss you too, though.
I'm playing so long.
I know. I don't think we've ever gone this long without seeing. No, not I don't think. We have never.
Never.
Without seeing one another in person. Excuse me.
Not since we've been friends.
Nope. That's crazy. I'm trying to think. When was the last time we saw each other?
Damn. If it get quiet, it's been way too long.
Did
y'all know the last time I came to Texas?
I feel like we saw each other we went somewhere in the same space. Was it an event? No, it might have been the last time you came to Texas.
That is crazy, because the last time I was in Texas was when, like, 2021?
December. It was right before the holidays, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
We gotta plan a trip. This is crazy. This is crazy. Okay. Now we know what we gotta do.
Okay, anyways, we haven't seen each other in quite some time.
Yes.
I mean, you know, we see each other virtually.
On the phone.
We have seen each other's presence in over a year.
Yes.
That is retarded. I don't like it.
Girl, look, wait.
What?
We is full of wisdom by our roots.
Oh my God, you see it, girl? Do you see it? Get into
anomalies.
Get into it, anomalies.
Oh wait.
I mean, 2020.
I'm loving mine though.
Me too. You see, I'm not coloring it. It's gonna go out to the ends, baby.
They're gonna be like, you gotta
People don't believe. I mean, they think I just got gray hair. They don't think that I'm about to be 45. Anomaly. I'll be 45 on the 25th.
Yes, you will, and I'll be flowing right behind you in a couple months.
You will be right behind me in March.
Girl, it's a blessing though.
It's a blessing. We just talked about it offline. How we didn't think we would be here for different reasons, health reasons. Mental health reasons. So it's a blessing that we are here to see 45.
Absolutely.
I'm grateful. I don't look like what I've been through. Tasha does not look like what she's been through, going through. And I'm sure, you know, it might be some more stuff ahead of us, but thank God.
We made it.
We gonna make it, honey. We got Absolutely. Like at least 40 more years to go.
Yes. Gonna be the two old ladies cussing mm-hmm. each other out at the nursing home. Mm-hmm. I love you.
Right. She's talking to me.
She get on my nerves.
Oh, my damn nerves.
I love it. But speaking of aging, let's talk about the current ages. Like, all the things that are changing, I guess, specifically AI. Like, AI is doing some things. Like, I know personally, when everybody was talking about ChatGPT, I was like, ChatGPT, what we talking about? And so I went and I found, you know, a couple of apps, and I downloaded and I got in on one that was a new startup. So I got the lifetime thing. forever for like one price. And when I tell you, that has changed my life, especially in the spaces that I move in, and you know, professionally and personally. If you use it as a tool, not necessarily to do it for you, but utilize ChatGPT as a tool to get you where you want to go or to point you in the right direction, it's amazing. It saves so much time.
So, you know, I'm a techie person. I'm always into techie stuff. So, before the AI, the big AI boom, you know, I already know that I was doing into AI stuff. Remember when I had invited you to that thing and it was AI stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Or people were doing ChatGPT. It was, remember when I had invited you to that thing and it was like giving you your whatever you needed for social media, that was AI. It was everybody was doing AI, and I was so I've been, you know, slowly rolling along, whatever. And so AI has always been around. It has been called AI, but we've been using artificial intelligence in many different ways. So now that everybody is on the AI boom, now, like you said, it's great for utilization to aid you in doing other things. So like, I am also in the AI art world, and people don't like to call it AI art, but it is art, because you are taking a prompt, something that came from your brain, and the AI is taking that and coming up with whatever they feel like you thought you said. So and people are making major money off of that. And so I have created an AI prompt store. I haven't officially launched it yet, but people can put their prompts in there and sell them. And I'm not charging people to do that. They can just come in, you know, upload their prompts and sell them. And I think that is going to be a good place, you know, a good thing for people to do. And they don't have to do it in my store. They can do it themselves. You know, like they can download Shopify and sell their own prompt. I know this girl, I'm in this Black Girl Luxury group. I know this girl that is doing, and she shows people how to do an OnlyFans with AI models, and she is making money, hunty.
Do I? Hey, no, I'm joking. But I mean, hey, if there's a market for it,
it's a market for it. And you know, it's AI models on Instagram making big houses or whatever are using AI models instead of real models. So like, and it is me, you know what I'm saying? Like, it might be a old dusty man behind a model, and then all these men are Googling over this AI model, and it might be an old rusty dusty man behind it. You never know. But anyway, it's so many things that you can do with AI. It's so many things. And of course, with any and everything, somebody is gonna use it for the bad. Yeah. So
absolutely.
You know, you got these people that's creating music with other folks' voices and doing all this crazy stuff, and I'm not into that. Like, I'm not here for that. But
not the illegal stuff. Absolutely.
Yeah, somebody gonna do something illegal. It, you know, it never fails with anything. Somebody is gonna figure out how to do something illegal with it. It never fails. But like you said, you can turn your brain off, baby, because ChatGPT, Google Bard, Claude, whoever you got, baby, they gonna do the work for you, honey.
Now, Claude is who?
It's also like a ChatGPT.
Okay, who runs that one?
I don't know. I forget where I downloaded it from.
Okay. I use Google Bard majority of the time at work in that space because it's easier to access. The ChatGPT I have on my phone, and I use that for personal stuff. Like,
yeah. When I go back in my MacBook, because I got it on my MacBook, I'll tell you where I downloaded it from. But you know, I'm all here, there, everywhere, like down stuff, and it's a lot of people like selling different things for a one time fee. I'll buy it because I ain't trying to pay nothing monthly. I'll buy it. Like if you a startup and you trying to start up your business and you selling it for a one time fee, I'll buy it. I'm not gonna buy your upsell because you trying to upsell it, but I'll buy your one thing for one time fee.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, so I mean, AI is really changing the world and how we operate. I think I feel like there should be, I don't want to say certain levels of AI, and there's really no way to, I think initially the biggest thing was how do you prevent the whole plagiarism thing when it comes to like students using ChatGPT to create classwork and complete essays and papers and not properly utilizing citation. Within
they have some kind of way to figure it out, but I don't know how they would have a way to figure it out, but they said they had some type of way to figure it out.
They put it through the scanners thing to see if those words in that particular pattern have been used together previously. I feel like I have a list right now, but I don't. Okay, go ahead.
But usually the AI doesn't give you the same thing twice.
Correct. You have to, like, I know I had written a welcome letter for our new employees to let them know on their second day that they were taking a company headshot. And I put my letter that I'd written into Google Bard, and of course it gives you the initial and then a couple of different options.
Right.
And then I went back and I wanted it to add something to my original letter, so when it spit out something completely different. So I had to go back and copy and paste that first version and say, hey, I want you to use this version and include this. Because otherwise, you're not going to get the same thing.
Right. So, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, they can put it through, but, like, and then if Google Bard gives me something, I could always put it in an article rewriter, and then how you going to, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so many ways for students to do stuff these days. Like, really, teacher? Okay.
Don't tell it all today.
Okay. All right, teacher.
Don't tell about it.
I know, right? Because it's time for me to write my thesis. Okay.
So, what else? What else is going on in this good world of ours today? We got lots of controversial things that have happened.
Yes. Let's talk about Jonathan Majors. Because remember, I don't think he was on the one that we talked about, Jonathan Majors. But
no, I think that was just you and Tanya.
Yeah, it was me and Tonya that talked about Jonathan Majors, and we said that we didn't have an opinion, like a real opinion or whatever, because we didn't have all of the information. So now all of the information is out, and I have an opinion. Okay. Yeah. So they charged him with accidental assault and battery. It's what?
Who made that up?
Thank you.
Who made that up? I want to know who he pissed off.
Hey.
That's what I want to know. Like, who he pissed off, because this stuff, number one, when it came out, it was janky from the jump. But now that we've progressed to him getting this up, what in the world? What, I have never heard of this.
If it was her trying to get him off of her, it would have been what?
Assault.
It would for her, but it would have been what for her though. She would have been doing what?
It's so made up and if she
took him and got him off of her, it would have been her doing what?
Self defense.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It would have been self defense if she took him by his arms and said, "Get off me," and tried to run. That would have been self defense. So what's the difference in him saying, "Girl, get off me," and put her back in the car and push away so he can run? This boy ran 3 New York blocks, and me and you have did a parade. We know how big the New York block is.
3 New York blocks is like 2 miles, bro. That's like that's like PT test.
Indeed.
No, like
one New York block is 16 miles.
Girl, I don't understand this. And that's why I said, who in the hell did he piss off that they would come to this foolishness? This is a waste of taxpayer dollars with all this mess.
With that verdict, Marvel releases him from his contract.
Right. It's like somebody was looking for something.
But you let Robert Downey Jr. be Iron Man. Robert Downey Jr., the crackhead?
Yes, the crackhead. But he white. So,
exactly.
We already know. It's different for them.
So, yeah, that is my opinion. Oh, that is my opine on that. Because the only reason why the police got involved in the first place, because she laid her dumb ass out in his closet and like she was having a damn panic attack or dying or something, and he called the ambulance for her, and that's why the police got involved. Ma'am, take your big ugly ass somewhere and sit down.
I have not seen her. Have you seen her?
Not except for in the video when she was laying in that flow. But Jonathan Majors, I got a question for you. Why would you tell a foreign white woman that you want her to be your Michelle Obama or Coretta Scott King?
I got nothing.
She don't even know who them people is for real.
I got nothing.
And she white.
That sounds crazy. But I mean,
I get it. You wanted her to be your support system. You wanted her to have your back. But baby, Coretta Scott King and Michelle Obama?
And then you end up with Megan Good. And I'm really confused about that as well. So anyway.
Because let's go and be real. Black men always run to us when they get in trouble.
The fact that I don't see them two together for real.
I don't know how they get together, how they meet, how that became a thing. None whatsoever do I know.
Me neither. I don't.
How she go from the preacher's wife to the batter up? I don't know.
Okay. Whew. Child. Well. I hope it works out as best it can for all involved, because it's different.
It's unbelievable. Like, it's not unbelievable, but it is, if that makes sense.
So
accidental assault and battery. Mm-hmm. I've never heard that a day in my
never.
5 years of life. I can't wait to say that. Negative. I've never heard that before.
And so from Jonathan Majors, we've had all of the individuals that were involved with that were named the last day of the New York law that included Diddy, Jamie Foxx, Axl Rose, I think it was. It was a couple of them. Was it Axl Rose or was it Kid Rock?
It probably was Kid Rock. What lawsuit was this?
It's not a lawsuit. York had the New York Adult Survivors Act that expired Friday, November 24th. That's what Cassie was beating. And then, so you had Donald Trump, Sean Combs, Harvey Weinstein, Jamie Foxx.
Oh, these were the people that were named before it expired?
Yep. Harvey, Amy, Bill Cosby, Russell Brand, L.A. Reid was one, Axl Rose, Mike Tyson, Andrew Cuomo, Neil Partnow, Rudy Giuliani. He was the former Grammy Award CEO.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Rudy Giuliani. It was a bunch of folks that were included in that, that were, named prior to that act expiring. And it's like, it's unfortunate. You know, some of these are repeat offenders who we knew about, but to say that women had to wait, or felt like they couldn't, well, I don't want to say felt like they couldn't, but as a survivor, sometimes that's not what you are in a place to deal with. And to have the opportunity to name these people as a predator. Number one, it's a part of their healing process, whether it goes forward or not. And something as far as, depending on how long ago it was there a rape kit done when it happened? It might be hard to prove, but for them to be able to speak on it and say, yes, it did happen.
Yeah.
Is part of the healing process for a survivor. And so I'm glad these ladies, were able to make it known. Hopefully there aren't any false accusations, because that, of course, has also been a unfortunate thing that happens. I know there are women who accuse because they're ashamed of something.
Right. And
that's definitely not anything that I condone. However, perception is also something that men need to take into account when they're dealing with women who are not clear. If you are not sober in your right mind, neither of you should be making any decisions to do anything. But of course, we know how often alcohol or substance abuse is involved in sexual assault. But I'm curious to see how all this plays out. There were some of the stories I'm like, kind of, on the same wavelength of this, what, accidental?
Accidental assault?
Yes. But yeah, I'm curious to see how long it's going to take for all of this to, you know, progress through the court system and find a resolution to all of these accusations. I mean, you know, they're years ago. So that's just the only part that worries me, you know, for those that are actually, you know, actual assault timeline and being able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt in a criminal court.
I get so mad, like, when people finally get the courage to come and tell their story, and you have, of all people, women. Why does she wait so long? Why does she wait so long?
We all know that they're going to put the victim on trial. So at the end of the day, those women, when that happens to them, and they know that if they are to pursue this in the courtroom, that they are going to be picked apart. And a lot of women are just not ready to deal with that immediately after being assaulted.
Because it's just like being assaulted again.
All over again. It is. In both. So you're going to have to relive the physical and mental aspect of it in past and again in real time by somebody else, you know. Yeah, it's a lot. So, I mean, I get it. And I hope that those that, you know, are truly guilty of a crime, there is a way that they are found to be, you know, are held accountable for their actions. I really do. So moving on to the male ego, Simone Biles' husband. Because in reality, honey, I didn't know that man's name until she started dating him. And even to this day, they still say Simone
Biles' husband.
Hey, you just started making press as a football player doing your job. So, and the only reason why they might be paying attention to you is because you was married to the gym.
Give you a hug. Exactly. That's the first time I ever saw him was when she was on the sideline giving him a hug. I was like, oh, that's her husband. What's his last name? Owens or something like that. And the only reason why I know that because his name on the back of his jersey. But this is the thing, though. That's her husband.
Yes, it is.
And she is going to protect her husband.
Yes, she is.
So let her protect her husband.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's just wait in the wings and be here for her if that shit hit that fan.
Well, the first boyfriend, the one she had been with before him, he was a hot mess.
Was.
And I feel like...
I don't even know when they broke up.
Well, when we found out versus when they actually broke up, it's gonna be two different things. But we found out it wasn't too long before we found out she was with him. So, but it was like there was some issues prior to the official, you know, we're not together anymore. But at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, there is going to be a certain type of man that gravitates toward her and that she gravitates toward. Especially being in the place that she's in. We all know that she's vulnerable. She's been vulnerable. And I feel like I just can't get over him saying he ain't know who she is. That's just that.
But he lied, though, because they found social media posts of him talking about her. So you ain't know who she was? Why you got to lie to Kiki, Craig? You ain't got to lie.
And you know, and she's now married to the man. That's the lie. Chris, I feel some type of way.
Because he has said a whole bunch of good stuff about their relationship prior to him saying that. So
right.
Just kept it at the good stuff.
Right.
You, say you ain't know who she was when she came in your inbox. Bitch, yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Even if you didn't know who she was when she came in your inbox, you went to her profile before you answered. That's what everybody do.
Exactly.
That's what everybody do.
And so you knew exactly who that was.
Exactly. You knew it wasn't no fake. You knew it wasn't no bot. You knew exactly who it was when you answered her.
You can't act. Yeah, okay. I'm not gonna get upset and emotional on the podcast on today. That's my churchy statement for today. On today. But I will say that I wish them the best as they grow in their relationship. I know
they are both young.
They are.
Young people say stupid shit.
Right, and hopefully the next time he has an opportunity to speak on his relationship in the press, that, you know, he respects his relationship, respects himself and his wife in thought and indeed, you know, like, there's certain things that you just don't need to be saying in the press talking about it.
And hopefully he realizes who his wife is, because hopefully he realizes that now, who his wife is.
I mean, she is the greatest.
The most decorated gymnast of all time.
She got moves named after her. Like, what?
So hopefully at this point in time, he understands who his wife is and that anything that he says will be held against him in a court of opinion, law.
Black girl law.
Black girl law. Okay.
BGL. Yes, ma'am. GL. Yes, ma'am. Because what you not going to do is play with the gym goat. We not doing that.
What you not going to do is act like you don't know who she is. Baby, let me tell you something. I am not even the most decorated gymnast of all time. And when my husband walked up on me and said, "Are you the girl that drives the yellow truck?" I said, "Nigga, you know who I am. You know I drive the yellow truck. Bitch."
Look, listen.
Don't even play with me.
Listen.
And I ain't even the goat.
Right.
But you not gonna play in my fucking face.
What's
with you?
Hopefully, he has learned that's not what he want to do again. Because I promise you, she gonna still be the GOAT when he's not in the NFL. Moving
right along.
So.
Hey, Lamar.
Huh?
I said, hey, Lamar.
Hey, brother love. That's funny. Don't call him out like that.
Okay, but don't play with me. You got me fucked up. No, I'm playing.
Wow. Love you. Wow. So, this is the end of 2023.
Oh my goodness. This is the end of 2023. When we come back, we will be in season five, Quattro Think.
What, 5 years is like what? This is like a nugget anniversary. Made up something. Let me see. A five year anniversary is the what anniversary?
Are you looking it up?
They don't have a name for the 5 year anniversary.
Oh.
Do they? I don't think
every anniversary has something. even something got paper. Even one of the anniversaries is paper.
Five-year anniversary.
Wood. The five-year anniversary gift is wood.
Wood, yep.
What can we talk about? We'll figure it out when we come
back. Modern five-year anniversary. Silverware, sapphires, and daisies. Well, sapphire is fitting.
It is.
Silver. I like silver.
Me too. That's my favorite. Metal.
So, I'm thinking might have to come up with a little five-year theme.
Yeah.
With silver, some sapphire, some daisies, and wood.
Anyway, it is also our decennial anniversary in our sorority. I know.
Yes.
Sorority. We have been around for 10 whole years.
Shout out to Alpha Gamma Psi Military Sorority. Hey, y'all, incorporate you. See you. I see you.
Okay. What else?
Oh, we missed all birthdays and anniversaries and graduations and divorce parties and births and all that good stuff. Congratulations on all of your achievements in the year of 2023.
Yeah.
Weight losses, all of that good stuff, promotions, everything. We're excited for you. Business launches. I'm just naming stuff. Car purchases, you know, good stuff. Just, you know, everything. Houses, everything y'all got going on. We're excited for you. We're happy because you're happy. And we look forward to seeing all of you back with us in 2024.
Yep.
All right. We missed Miss Dr. Tanya today with us, but no.
She'll be back. I don't know what it is. I don't know, honey. You know, Dr. Tanya's in her own world, honey. I don't know what she's
zipping in and out, zipping in and out.
She'll be back right. Next time, hopefully.
Hopefully. All right, y'all. This episode
was brought to you by Biaisha Inc. and Professor Poise, Poise Affair.
All things Poise.
Yes. Poise. You can catch us on all social media. Anomalous Black Women. You can catch us on YouTube, Anomalous Black Women. You can catch us on Spotify, Anomalous Black Women Podcast. You can catch us on YouTube, Anomalous Black Women Podcast. You can catch us on
everywhere,
Anomalous Black Women Podcast. Our website is anomalousblackwomen.com.
Yes it is.
We love y'all. See y'all in 2024.
Happy New Year!